Fremont, California.
Good morning to the Hopkins Advanced Orchestra and your conductor, Mr. Conway. My name is Tim Smith. You know me well. And I get a chance once again to give you a set of comments about your playing today. I think I heard the Deja Vu earlier this year, but I have not yet, I think, heard you play Ghosts of Brandenburg yet, which is a major piece. So I'm looking forward to, giving you a few of my thoughts with the idea that it'll help you to be better musicians as you continue your adventure, either through the end of this year, or hopefully a lifelong adventure as musicians. It's important that if music is a passion when you're young, if it can be a passion when you're older, that's a great thing too. It's like we're having some chin rest, technological issues here. Something's always creating a unique challenge. All right. Now, looks like we're off and running. Good, I think the cellos can relax just a little bit. Let's get the viola sound more into the texture. That register of the cello is going to be more intense than the viola, just because of the nature of the writing. And if we can get a little bit more of the viola sound inside of the texture, that would be good. Played with great patience, so congratulations there. I still think you could express yourself a little bit more on the repeated notes, let them grow a little bit. Yeah, the intonation is pretty good, but the F natural, we need to make sure we're focusing on the F natural and the C natural a little bit more. One of the challenges of playing music that this slow is that we don't get too much into this playing one beat or one measure at a time. So we want to make sure that we're energizing across the bar line from the first bar to the second bar, from the third bar into the fourth bar, and then relaxing so that there's a little bit more of a shape that has a longer... I think that could be quieter, right? It's the softest portion of that phrase, softest dynamic we've had in a piece so far. You need to make sure we're hearing the terminal note when the pitch changes, so the downbeat in the second violins of 18 and the third beat of 18 and the violas and the downbeat of 19. And we need to make sure that we're really listening to beats perfectly in tune, right? You guys are skilled enough that you can play that tetrachord, the G minor tetrachord, really in tune, and the violas and the cellos and the seconds at 25, 26. A little more weight in the bass underneath. Yeah, I might, depending on how how slow you wanted to go and how loud you wanted to make that. I might do some free bowing before 33. Just, you know, keep it pumping. Yeah, keep the lower strings a little bit more intense in this phrase when the first violins are moving up into their range. Make sure that we can get a bigger sound underneath. Yeah, don't stop your bows, guys. D, ya, da, ya, da. Right, keep your bows moving. Right, just, you know, keep the energy. Da, less of the second and third and fifth and sixth notes, right? Make it more dance like 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. With the pitch on the C's, the D's are pretty good in the bass and the cello, viola. When we get to the C's, because we're working with really different colors on the different instruments, the open low string and the viola, and on the G string and the cello, and different string and the D string and the bass, it's just different colors. We're just not matching our pitch there. So good. It's nice bringing out all the lines in the canon here. It's well done at 87. I think some of it is that we're just letting the half notes relax too much. The half notes need to energize. They're either energizing forward or they're energizing in a relaxed manner, and it's that shape that we're missing. Yeah, I think we should get softer. It's the moving lines are already going to be brought out, so I think we need to get way softer. And it looks like in that middle section, I just still think that it's got to have a little bit more dance-like feel to it. It gets pretty dramatic, and I think we just need to be careful not to interpret the mezzo fortes and the fortes in the section that starts at 40 as being quite so intense. Let it lift up a little bit. Yeah, I think this needs to be more, it says mysterious, but I think it needs to be more scary. Right? I feel like it's not, you haven't committed enough to the, you know, eeriness of the way it could be. Yeah, we need to have a little bit more of the shaping. Yeah, so bass is a pretty good job. We're having some intonation issues there. We're gonna make sure we're really kind of listening for that. It's a difficult, passage to play. Yeah, so we got all these things going on. Now we got to make sure that we're balancing and that we hear the individual lines as they interact with 137. Yeah, so our unison cellos is not what it should be. And violas, you're doing a pretty good job. Tell you, got to your G sharp. Yeah, so if we're all going to be legato at 58, then we need to make sure that we're doing committed to that. Good. Even quieter would be great. I wish you would have written pianissimo there. Yeah. Yeah, so if we're going to commit to this kind of, Latin style here, then we've got to commit a little bit more to the shaping of phrase. Yeah, it's too much da 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 di di da. There's got to be more shape on those notes. Yeah, stay big across that bar line from 96 to 97, right? Get the downbeat of 97 going big there. Yeah, so I think we all could play quiet here. The dynamic gradation there is completely unnecessary because of the range that the cellos are playing in. Yeah, it's C-sharp. Make sure it's C-sharp. Don't push the epo. Don't push the epo. Yeah, so I think we need to be careful, cellos, to think differently of the line that you play at 114. Think of it a little bit more about the big beats. Not so much. Right, relax your bows just a little bit. Adjust. Yeah, there's got to be more metrics. Yet. Yeah. Right. Yeah, so then when it finally turns into this sense different, kind of, it's kind of like this little virtuoso, almost like a more like Vivaldi, or even later on as kind of Spanish style figure. You got to keep the dance. Yeah, I think that the pizzicato's got to be louder before that down arco bow. If we're going to make that transition change, it's not going to seem like all of a sudden it's suddenly loud. So that the pizzicatos in the first 5 minutes have to get way louder as you descend to before 174. Yeah, that stay louder a little bit longer and use more left hand right there. Yeah, same thing there. We got to crescendo 186 if we're going to meet 187 in a natural way. Long, two-thirds of the beat, remember? D, da, da. Nice dynamic shape there. Good addition there. Good job with the 2-6, 2-0-7, 2-0-8. Yeah. Nice. Can I think it? You know, if each of these kind of get a morphic character, it needs to have maybe more like a river dance feel to it. You know. Yeah, that's really nice. Really nice. Brian, that's a chunk of music right there. So I think it's really, really quite good. Really quite good. Nice job playing today. Enjoyed it. I'm going to come up and give you a clinic.